We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, it's time for Scoot on the Air Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. And joining us this afternoon is Paul Myers. He is the North Shore president of Metairie Bank. Paul, welcome to the show again this afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I am great. So recently, Metairie Bank went online, and you were doing some posting online and talking about things that will help people in just their fight to, you know, save money and keep more money around. And so let's talk about some of those things that you were busy posting recently.
Yeah. This is what I like to call following the magic eight ball and the bullhorn. This is more like the pet rock segment of your show. This is the lack of high tech and interesting things, but
it's going to be awesome.
But we posted and we try and do things in social media and online and other things. And this was kind of part of the data privacy week and what we're doing. And I'd be happy to answer that, Scoot. But like with anything else, I'm going to need you to provide me with your full name, your social, your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, your account number, your username, your first car, and the first 45 album you ever bought. And then I'll be able to actually answer anything you may have.
Okay, listen, let me just give you that right out over the air.
Exactly. And look, let's dispel with any concern there. No bank is going to call you and ask you for that information. No one is going to call you and forcibly say, you need to provide me with this, or they're going to threaten you with law enforcement and other things like that. That's just no bank is going to do that. So you have to remain calm when these things happen. But we do this in a manner to try and make sure that all of our customers and all of the people that are out there that follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and other things, that they know what you can do to try and protect yourself. And there's a great resource, and it's the National Cybersecurity Alliance, but it's staysafeonline.org. You can go there. There's a link from metairiebank.com. If you're just curious about different things that you can do, but some of the things is, obviously, you want to make sure that you create unique passwords, right? And there's also opportunity to do what's called the multi-factor authentication. And for those that don't know what that is, it's when you put in maybe your username and password, but then they have to send you a text message, and then you have to put in another code.
Right.
Those are the kind of things that help to boost that.
Am I the only person who really struggles with passwords? I mean, remembering them and then changing them, you know, you just learn it and then you get this notice that it's time to change it. I really struggle with passwords.
And I think everyone does, I'll be honest with you. And I think anybody who says they don't, they lie a little bit. There are cheat ways that you can do that with password keepers and other things. But it's passwords. And that's something that we're all going to have to just get better with, because look, the more things that we do online, the more things we do from our phone, and talking about phone or things, if you go to a PJ's or if you're in an area that has public Wi-Fi, not that PJ's isn't secure, but if you have public Wi-Fi, hackers can, you know, the bad apples can gain access to that. Mm-hmm. So you may want to look into using a personal hotspot to try and give you a more secure internet access if you're doing those things.
All right, so we've got secure your data, we've got restrict public Wi-Fi, And so what's another thing that Metairie Bank was posting recently that was good advice?
Well, you definitely you regularly want to check your accounts.
Okay.
Check. And you and I have talked about this before because we're both probably old enough to where we still use checkbooks, right? Nobody uses checkbook registers anymore. Go online. Use your online banking. Use your mobile banking app through MetairieBank.com to make sure that there aren't any fraudulent charges.
Yeah.
And if there are fraudulent charges or something seems a little out of the ordinary, contact your bank or your banker immediately. You want to make sure that you get ahead of that. You know, if you're booking a lot of, if you travel, you know, get you a Metairie Bank credit card, if you will, or use a credit card as opposed to a debit card, because then that's not linked to your checking account.
Yeah, that seems like it's smart advice, because the debit card is, it's easier to just get the cash, right? I mean, I use my debit card and I'm thinking, man, if anybody else had this, they would have just made this purchase without a problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, another thing, too, and as we continue to go paperless and we become a little bit more of a paperless society, this is going to be less of an issue. But right now, you still have a lot of documents with a lot of sensitive information that are all paper. Right. And what do you do with that? How long do you need to keep them? And depending upon the type of document it is, there's different timelines. But the other thing is, as those documents become dated and you don't need them, or you have them digitized to where you have them safe and secure, shred those documents. And whether you have your own personal shredder, we host annually a shred day, and it doesn't cost anything to bring documents. And we have our vendor who does our shredding for the bank on site at the main office. That's actually coming up in March on the 24th. But those are the steps that you can do to try and secure your data, right? Both on the digital platform and on the physical and paper form.
Okay. So
I think the classified documents that Ian has taken from SOTA,
really,
I think he's going to drop those off.
Well, I'd like to think so.
I'm innocent.
I'd like to think so. All right. So secure your data, restrict public Wi-Fi, and monitor your activity. What's another suggestion?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You can set up fraud alerts and utilize that to determine if you have certain restrictions and certain things on your account to where, you know, and everyone's a little different, but you can set up those restrictions. You can also set up restrictions on your access to your credit, so that no one can go and start opening up credit cards and other things on your account as well. There are different services that provide for that. You know, you and I've talked about how, you know, if you're especially around Mardi Gras time, you're the hustle and the bustle, and you accidentally you forget your debit card at a place in the quarter or on magazine, or you lose your debit card. You know, we have the ability to actually lock that down. You can do it from your app and secure your debit card so that people don't grab it and start trying to use it or you have any fraudulent charges on that.
And Paul, don't rule out the possibility of just being totally intoxicated and you lose something, you know, because that happens around Mardi Gras for some people.
It absolutely does. Look, we it's Mardi Gras. It's New Orleans.
Hey, if you're not driving,
you're there to have a good time.
It's okay. If you're not driving, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, one other thing that, and I'm as guilty as anyone, but one other thing is when you're signing up for these different, whatever it is, you know, you have to go through and check and make sure that you agree to whatever the service, whatever is. And nobody reads that, right? Just scroll to the bottom so you can click, I agree, so that you can get what you want. But what you really need to know is what information of yours is that website sharing? Because depending upon what they're sharing, that's how you end up with more spam, more other things that, you know, and you don't really know how much of your information is getting out there. They actually did a research, Pew Research did it, and almost 80% of U.S. adults actually in the back of their mind, they're concerned, like, how much my information is really out there.
Yeah. It's scary to think about what might be out there. All right, so we've got secure your
Very
data.
True.
Restrict public Wi-Fi, monitor your activity, don't disclose information. And what's one more suggestion?
So another thing that we don't often think about with respect to our computers and doing online stuff, make sure that your antivirus and your anti-spyware and things, make sure that that's up to date. Make sure that you're doing that. And with respect to one other thing, with your debit cards, you have PIN numbers and other things. Try and remember to change those on a regular basis. So you can change them monthly, you can change them quarterly, but those are just the little things. And I know you mentioned it earlier in the conversation that the challenge is remembering those things. It is, but you just want to make sure that you're being diligent and taking the steps to keep what you have worked so hard to obtain secure.
And again, it's so tempting to want to not change those passwords, but mm-hmm. I know it's a good thing to do, and I should do a better job of changing them more often.
Yeah. And we talked about this before, but like phishing, and because they couldn't come up with a better word, smishing. Phishing being you get emails and they want you to click on it, and ultimately it's actually a fraudulent website, but they're trying to get access to your computer. Or smishing is when they send you a text message and then you click on the link on the text message and then they get access to other information. So you just be very diligent when it's something that doesn't look right, or if the website or the email that you get doesn't look like it's coming from the right place. You can always, on a computer, you can put your cursor over that URL, and it'll actually show you, even though it may say, WWL, maybe it's something totally different.
This is great advice.
Just don't fall into the trap of just reacting, saying, okay, I need to click on this link. No. And of course, we always talk about relationship banking.
Yep.
If you've got a question, if something doesn't look right, call the main office in Metairie, 3344 Metairie Road. Talk to the people in customer service, ask them, let them help you to figure out what's going on, and they'll tell you.
All right, Paul Myers, North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank. Thank you for all those suggestions, and thank you once again on a Wednesday afternoon for bringing great credibility to our show during SOTA Money Trends on WWL with Metairie Bank.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.